Simon Shin Zion, which is the lachas of, but we spoke about Mimsor Chefsucha and Shin Vav. The pasuk continues. It says V'daber Dover, that you're careful on Shabbos Mimsor Chefsucha V'daber Dover. But certain things you don't, you're careful not to say certain items of speech. So, because I'll understand that there are certain items of speech that a person's not supposed to say on Shabbos, and that's where we're going to be mivar in the Simon. You should speak differently on Shabbos than during the weekdays. So anything which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk about on Shabbos, even if it's only Nisir de Rabbanon. Okay, so I can't do Malacha. Or I can't even do by scar, which is a siddur bonan. Philip Asichas Devor Metalim also the harbors, and furthermore, because of the din of Kabbat Shabbos, or the Dabra Dabra Alocha, the person should limit the something which, even though there's no mention of Malacha or mention of business, but if there's no purpose of the conversation, that's inappropriate for Shabbos. So some people enjoy talking about the sports. So sports is something which is a sichas d'vorim b'talim. So if somebody that's an oinig, that'd be mutter. But if I don't enjoy talking about sports, but I know that you do, and I want to tell you about the game that I saw, I'm allowed to do that, because for me it's not oinig and sichas d'vorim b'talim, so I shouldn't be talking about it. The Shmuel will point out that this heter that the Rambam is saying is not preferred. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Brura Esel Mocher B'davkim im hudarish also lasoiz b'Shabbos. So that which you cannot do on Shabbos, you cannot discuss on Shabbos, talk about it on Shabbos either. Even though you're not making any arrangements, so mimsuch hefsuch would mean that you're arranging to get that which you desire. So you're dealing with arrangements, and it could be a deeper of arrangements, which is also. Now we're just saying, simply talking about it, without any arrangements at all, just talking about what I'm going to do. So a person wants to say, I'm going to drive to New York tomorrow. Says, hey, what's your plan? Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm heading up to New York. I'm going up to New York. I'm going to drive to New York tomorrow. You know how to drive on Shabbos, so you can't tell you that. I'm not making arrangements. I'm just stating a fact, but that's something you cannot talk about on Shabbos. Feeling mehurak yisur derabanan, and even if the issue we're dealing with is not an issue deraisa, it's still going to be a problem. The issue kasha dafilo dvar mitzvah kagun ksiba sefer Torah b'chegavno. Also, learner esel amocher. There's some who argue with which is a magen of Rama, says that even so, mimsa chefsuch. Remember, we said that there's a heter of chefse shemayim. So the point over there was you're arranging something. So there's a purpose to it. So arranging something, you can't arrange your personal needs. You may arrange tzarchei mitzvah. This is dabar dabar, which means you're just talking about it. You're not doing any arrangements. So even though it's a mitzvah, but like, why are you talking about it? So a person says, I'm going to write a Sefer Torah tomorrow. Okay, it's very nice. So I'm talking about a mitzvah. I'm not talking about my own personal needs. But why am I discussing it on Shabbos? If there's no benefit to the mitzvah due to the discussion on Shabbos, so the Magen Avraham says that that's also. Okay, but if there's not really going to be if there's not going to be some reason why they need to discuss it today, you really shouldn't discuss it. But if the person is concerned that he doesn't really discuss it now, he's not going to end up doing it. So all the kuliyama, Shari Lusuze Navshe, the mirror the goy have a kineter. So the person gets up and says, you know, I'm gonna write a Sefer Torah tomorrow. I'm writing a Sefer Torah, I got behind. You know what, tomorrow I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna commit myself to sit and write, you know, 4 hours worth of writing. So not really arranging anything because it's just him talking. He's just talking about what he's doing tomorrow. But if the reason why he's doing that, because he feels the fact that he speaks it out makes it more compelling to him, so that's the form of Zuzay Nafshay. The goal is to be Mazarz himself. So that is Mutter. Okay. In the case, any Yehudi, b'Shabbos, b'Shilachay, you want to incarcerate or some type of house arrest this goy that the Jew lent money to. So the Jew wants the he wants to arrange with the government, with the authorities, to incarcerate the borrower for not paying the chayv. So you can't do that. You can't make those arrangements. You're making arrangements for your needs of collecting your money. But you can mention to the policeman during the week that I don't understand you. You know that I lent this money to so and so, and why didn't you do something about it? So now the non-Jewish policeman or judge will know that next time that's a situation. I'm not sure why it was so known, the financial arrangements which were going on, but assuming that he would be aware of it, he would, on his own volition, take steps to prevent the individual from skipping town. And therefore allowing the Jew to collect his chayv after Shabbos. I can just imagine, I don't know whether it's true or not, I can just imagine that this was a problem that they had to deal with, is that on Shabbos, the guy would skip town. The Jews made their money by lending money with interest to goyim. That was how the Jews made their money. And during the weekdays, the guy was scared that the Jew would, you know, run after him or send the police after him, etc. On Shabbos, the Jew was busy with his Shabbos, and the guy would skip town. So you can mention to the policeman, you know, and during the weekdays, you can't tell him explicitly to do that for you, but you could tell him, why didn't you? And he'll cop on his own. So the person is an anos, which means he's a difficult individual. He's a strong-armed person. And on Shabbos, the Jew became aware that this anos is leaving and very possibly will not come back. Mutter lelech b'Shabbos likbol alav etzel hasar shifrenu. So he can go complain to the governor that this fellow owes a chayv and has not paid back and is about to skip town. He's allowed to go and make that complaint, lodge that complaint by the sar. Shifrenu demilakam seido legozu. So because all you're doing is a daber dover. I guess what you're asking from the sar was either collecting the money, which, or at least just keeping the fellow in town. Any Yehudi shall you tough as Eitzel Hashem b'Shul Yehudi shall you chayvlet. Another scenario: you had the guy was already in captivity, was already in jail. By the, you know, at where at the with the shayfet, but the person who's in charge of collecting, making sure the chayvus are paid, and this fellow has been jailed for lacking to pay his chayv. So the Jew can tell the policeman the person who's in charge of this arrangement, that somebody else has taken responsibility and became an orei for the chayv, and therefore this person can now be freed. And he can ask the shofet to make an arrangement of to document the arvus. So he can't tell him to actually. Can't tell him to write it up. He says that, you know, you can. I want you to interface with that fellow and be makabel the kenyan, whatever they would do, the symbolism they would do to be makabel himself an arvus, a handshake, whatever it was. You, Mr. Shofet Goy, should arrange for the arvus from other person Goy to pay back the schayv. But you can't tell him to write it up. The Jews are afraid the Goy is going to skip town. Yagol Hisros Elov, Keshitim Mishilo Lechaber and Yehudi. So the Jew can go and show up by the Goy, who the borrower, and tell the borrower that I can't accept the money, but your friend, Mr. Goy over here, could accept the money from you for payment. Okay. Now he's taking a new din that so if in a case like this, Shimon owes Reuven money. Okay, Shimon owes Reuven money. Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. Shimon owes Reuven money. Okay, now there is somebody, Beryl, who has a claim on Reuven. So Beryl goes to Shimon, says, listen, you owe Reuven money. Reuven owes me money. I want you to hold on to that money, which you're supposed to be giving to Reuven. I want you to hold on to it by you. Therefore, I have a right to get it from you, Shimon Ben Nosson, or you'll give it to Reuven. I will immediately come and get it from Reuven when he has the money, before he spends it. I'm afraid that if you give it to him, he might spend it. Until I get to him, I won't have any money to collect. So he wants to make that arrangement on Shabbos. He says, "I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't make that arrangement. You cannot make that arrangement on Shabbos." Okay, a person should not, even to be marbin and see if it's the word betalim, it's also the harvest. The word betalim, hainu she'en behem zeichel asiyas malacha la'asakim klal. There's no business or malacha involved in it. It's not discussing any of that. V'gamein behem divrei kenai v'kalas roish. There's not something which is an inappropriate type of language. V'imhochi feel a little bit mad. Also, we're saying a large is a problem, but a little bit is permitted. What do you mean a little is permitted? These type of things, even a little bit is also. Okay. Fine. Now, the Ramah said that discussing these type of things, which are really irrelevant, which is like 99% of the news nowadays, right? That they talk about an interesting, you know, some person did this to some other person, like, wasn't the game me? But if the people enjoy discussing these type of things, also the so we want to point out, saying over sad stories, which a person feels, creates a person emotion of pain in the person, those are also the same. So the Ramah said, since it's an oni for them, it's much of the sabrim b'shabbos k'ma b'chol. Okay, so the The first point over here, Mishabur says, Dalit is mutter. Kamakam Yizur Mila Hamshik Harbor Bazet. But too much of that discussion is for sure not a good idea. That Badabar Shu Oinig Gomer, even something which is Vale Oinig, Kamaya Hilo Shtio Shaina. Even things which are mamish physical benefit and clearly an oinig, eating, drinking, sleeping. The Shabbos was given as a day of rest to us to allow us to have time to learn. So spending that time instead in eating and drinking and sleeping and sicha b'teila, even though there's no invaders involved in it, but it's not using the Shabbos for the right reason. Okay, the lay the shane of Oiskim Batara be Mesakol, Nitzan Shabbos Ikar Lativre Torah. Adarab, the purpose of Shabbos was to create a venue that even though the whole weekday a person is not available, doesn't have time to learn, at least in Shabbos, all the time to learn. I feel to the Chabim, how you gave me that Batara Kayim, as a Shoah, even people learn the whole week. But even they, which maybe have more of a heter, as it were, to take off on Shabbos and relax, because the people who worked the whole week, the purpose of Shabbos was not relaxation, it was to have time for a person to learn. A person who learns the whole week, so maybe on Shabbos it's appropriate for him to get a chance to rest a little bit. So that's true, but not too much. So now it's mutter l'saprim b'Shabbos kmei b'chol. So cut in the hay. Lav mishas chasidim. So this is a phrase which the Mora uses. And this is the lessons of how the pious people do it. So this is lav mishas chasidim. It's not the way pious people will do it. So the chasidim. Even though we're saying this is mutter to discuss, it's not appropriate to do. Definitely discouraged. A person who's careful not to speak Devarim B'Talim and Shabbos, so he's considered this element of holiness which is added to the person. Which means it's a form of praise for that decision. The people which are do significant ma'isim, take it a step weiter, even more than this. They do not discuss on Shabbos even things which must be discussed. They dafka do it in Lashon HaKadosh. Now, so what do they gain? Lashon HaKadosh, discussing some type of a physical need. In Hebrew, is not any better, or Lashon HaKadosh is not better than doing it in English. No. So Zak the Mishnah Bura, Menira, the Shatamim who the Migdal Milsah Shkeshu Yaboyu the Sicha Batela. In general, most people do not have Sicha Batela in Lashon HaKadosh. In a world where their normal language was Yiddish, or one of the languages of the Goyim around them. Speaking Lashon HaKadosh was a unique moment, and that would act as a reminder not to get too involved in these other types of conversations. And Echonami, the Chara in Eretz Yisrael, which people speak Ivrit all the time, holding the conversation in Ivrit is not going to have this added benefit. Speaking in the Lashon HaKadosh as opposed to Ivrit probably would still have that benefit. As a reminder, so these people, even some of Jerachrechim, they would limit their conversation to Lashon HaKadosh. Cain calls it by your rabbi. That's what the rabbi says. Isa b'shalom, the Shlomo says like this: Kibalti, I have a mesura. Adam mevakel lechaveru b'Shabbos b'Shachris. Person is visiting a friend Shabbos morning. Do not say good morning, say good Shabbos. Okay. Beloshen Kurdish, or Lashon Chol, communicate how you either say it in Lashon HaKadosh, or say it in Aramaic, or whatever language, in Yiddish, whatever you say. But it should be not a good day, but a good Shabbos. Why? The Shul says you should do this. Today, Rakhim Shabbos Tova, Lashon Kodesh of Lashon Chol, Kimmigayim, Kelekaim Zocher, Asher Mashabbos. So that would be a way to act as, and Chazal say that the Baruch Mashabbos cannot part of Zocher Mashabbos is to hold the day in a unique, special way, which means you don't talk on Shabbos when you talk on the weekdays. So by speaking only in Lashon Kodesh, you're definitely accomplishing that. She allowed to speak Kiddushin Shisanik. It's a cotton vav. But a person who's not Misanik from it can't discuss it, even though the person he's telling the story to is Misanik. An example gave a case of sports. So if you hold that sports go into this heter, so even though it has no purpose, but if people enjoy it, there's a lot of discussion on Shabbos as part of their earning Shabbos. But if I don't enjoy it, I'm not allowed to discuss it with you, giving you information. I know about it, even though it's I'm not. But for me, it's not an earning. So I'm not allowed to be my earning in order to enhance your earning. Okay. She says like this, that you cannot discuss something which you is better than a weekday thing. Otherwise, the heter is because it's an oinig. It's not an oinig. There's no oinig involved. So for you, it's an issur gomer. So what are you arguing? But it's okay that I should do it because somebody else is getting pleasure out of it. But for me, it's not. It's I have an issue of dabra dabra, so I'm not supposed to ever my dabra dabra to help you. But then he says, what about the following? So I don't enjoy discussing sports, but I enjoy watching the two of you when I tell an interesting sports story that my two listeners, my two children, whatever it is, really enjoy it very much, and I enjoy watching my children enjoy it. So I do have an oinik. My earning is not the sports, the sports story, but my earning is watching my children enjoy the sports story or the sports. So she says that maybe that came with her. Okay. Sif Bays. Oscar Listropilin. You cannot hire workers on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Jew cannot ask a goy to act as the Jew's agent to hire workers. Can't do it either. So the Mishnah points out over here that this is not only a Dabra Dabra issue, this is also a Mipsuch Hefsuch Dabra issue. You're making arrangements to hire workers, so that's not just a dabber dabber, that's a mimsuch hefsuch. I'm doing this to take care of my arrangements. So that's part of my, I'm being mamsi, I'm making available to me hefsuch, that which I desire. So that's going to be a problem. Even though he's not asking the guy to do work for him on Shabbos because he doesn't need it until after Shabbos, he's making arrangement now for after Shabbos. So maybe that's mutter. No, it's still osur. So this is a bona fide emir lakum. I cannot have it. There's two. We mentioned way back when that there's two different isurim in there's two different isurim in. I'm sorry. In emir lakum, there's the amira, which is osir, which is, that's a dabra dabra type of concept. Speaking to the goy is problematic. Speaking to the goy to do something for you is part of dabra dabra. You shouldn't be discussing these arrangements. There's a second issur, which is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, based on the language of Beis Yosef, says it's mirabonon. Mirabonon, the goy functions as a shliach for the Jew. So even if you made the arrangement with the goy on during the week on Thursday, but when the goy does it on Shabbos, he's considered an agent of the Jew. And that's also that you can't have somebody who's your shliach doing malacha. It's like you're doing malacha. Now that's only the rabbanon. Midrash says there's ein shlichus lachem. We pass in ein shlichus lachem. But at least midrash rabbanon it's a problem. So, but over here the problem is not that the guy is doing the work on Shabbos and it's kilo your shliach is doing work on Shabbos. The problem is you're discussing it on Shabbos even for the weekdays. It's also to do. Okay. Now, the field of Shabbos, last soy, Shabbos also. I want to go to the goy and say, listen, go hire workers. You know, I know the workers won't be available till tomorrow morning, but I'm going to hire you now. You should go hire the workers for me on Shabbos. So that's also a certain rabbanon, right? The goy, there's an issur of the rabbanon to hire workers. There's an issur for me to discuss, have the goy do that for me on Shabbos. My shliach is hiring workers on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to do that. Mi rabbanan. Okay. I want to learn the achar Shabbos. Lomelo sisa dabr ployni b'Shabbos shavar. Al bishamayim mitach tamorim shavutzana sheyasa b'Shabbos abo. So a situation happened, and he says to the neighbor, says, "You know, why didn't you stop in and put out that fire?" You know, so the guy cops that's what if the situation comes up again. That's what he wants. The Jew wants him to do. So he never told the guy to do it. So that's not a mere lakum. It's not like the guy is his shliach. He says, "You know, I was wondering whether you would come if you would come around to do this." So that is mutter to say. Okay, Zion. So called Zion. Osir. Sif zevachol asif in the kabon. Mash osir. Who mishumim sechef sechol. The kabachol asiyas chafotza. So these upcoming sifim are dealing with mimsechef sechol. Yeah. Yeah, this part of Mechess. Who are then called over Shasa Lishola, so it's a Mechess. And anything was also the Giradin, whether it's a Rice or the Rabbanon, but it's also all of those things we're saying, Asher Lar Melani Huda La Sosa. If you can't do it, you can't ask a Goy to do it. This applies to that which is going to be problematic. It's not going to be also the Raisa, also the Rabbanon, or right. But something which is only, it's like a chumrah that they don't have taken to do this chumrah, so that you're allowed to ask a guy to do. It's not a malacha. It's not an advice of the rabbanon. So it's tam a minig which people have undertaken to do. So you're allowed to ask a guy to do that for you. Okay. So a person can't ask a goy to hire workers for him b'Shabbos. Now, so this conversation cannot take place on Shabbos. I feel im yarmer leni huli sheisker leparlim achar Shabbos gam kenosim. Even though the arrangement was, I'm asking the goy to please hire workers for me after Shabbos. But you can't have the conversation with him to make that part of the mimsuch hefzucha of getting a goy available to hire a goy for you. That's also mimsuch hefzucha. So that's also. But you could tell him, where were you last week? Why didn't you show up? Why didn't you do this? Even though he'll realize, I'll be shemaven. So the guy will cop that the situation comes up again, but he knows what he's supposed to do. That's okay. He's not telling him what to do. He's just sort of like teasing him out. Like, why didn't you do something? And the guy will cop, he wants you to do that. I we see later on that Remus is Osir. Hasik Shemus Loy Bishabas Gufal Zeh, Chomer Tveit. Over there, the Remus was specifically on Shabbos, specifically clearly what he's supposed to do. That's more problematic. Okay. What time is it? You know, let's do Sif Gimel. You can't give the goy money. No, I skipped. There's so much to presume. The Yud Aleph. Okay. So now he tells the guy after Shabbos, why didn't you show up on Shabbos? And do, you know, you wouldn't be very helpful if you did this. So the guy cops that he wants, the Jew wants him to do that again. Now, so Rishon Shia sent him. When the guy does that on Shabbos, the guy's doing it, that didn't have shay. The Jew never asked him to do it. It's his decision. But since he's doing it for a Jew, the Jew can't have benefit from the malacha. It's after Shabbos. Okay, we have the case. The guy went on his own, did a favor for his Jewish friend. The Jew can't benefit from it. The case of the ready was light, or heat, and he's just adding some more. So that situation, just adding, is not also for the Jew to benefit. Because otherwise, forget about the case over here where he hinted to the guy after Shabbos what he should do for the coming Shabbos. If the guy did it totally on his own without any hint at all, the Jew can't benefit. For Kabbalah Karma over here, when the Jew asked him, or the Jew sort of hinted him to do it, didn't ask him, hinted him. So Kolshke, in that situation, the Yisrael cannot benefit from it till after Shabbos. Okay, Sif Gimel. You can't give money to a goy before Shabbos. They're going to a big fair, and the main event is on Saturday. So the Jew asks his non-Jewish friend or whatever, his partner, here, take the money and buy for me X amount of money's worth of merchandise on Shabbos. Can't do that. So what the Jew can do is can say to the guy, listen, you know, why don't you buy, and I might buy it off of you after Shabbos if I need to, so I'm not making any arrangements. And when the guy's doing it, he's doing it for himself, not for the Jew at all. And maybe the Jew will buy it from him afterwards, even though it's probably, obviously that's what he wanted to do. Since it's not explicit, it's okay. Gimel. So you cannot give the goy money from Erev Shabbos to buy in Shabbos. It's not lot of Erev Shabbos, it's a problem. Even if he made the arrangements on Sunday. Since he said explicitly on Shabbos, even though they made an arrangement for the amount the person is going to get paid, so he's doing it to get his money. Okay. Doesn't help. So even from the beginning of the week is a problem. So what's the chiddush of Erev Shabbos? El Nakan Erev Shabbos Mishum Sefer. You remember the Knaatzucha Filim Erev Shabbos? The chiddush all the way around. If I say buy it for yourself, I might buy it off of you. That's mutter. Even if I discuss that on Erev Shabbos, which he's clearly going to end up doing it on Shabbos. That's the reason why we chapt on Erev Shabbos for the chiddush of the Sefer. So what he can do is he can say to him, you buy it for yourself and I'll buy it off you. That the guy, I'm not sure exactly what he means, you learn it from the case of the chametz over there. He's saying, you see over there by chametz, I'm buying back from him after Yom Tov, and we look at it. That's not there. That we don't argue. If I tell the guy, listen, do X, and I'll buy it back from him after Shabbos. Really, what I'm saying is be my shliach. We don't say that because we see over there that we by chometz we allow that. I'm selling to the guy, and I'm promising that he's going to buy back. I'm not promising, but I'm potentially. Maybe mistakenly, we would think that I'm promising him to buy it back after Yom Tov. Even if he mamash promises him that I'll buy it off of him, but the guy is buying for himself, not for the Jew. Okay, that's the end of that. So the place you grapple with one of the common questions nowadays is these machines that you set up, in different places, vending machines. Can a Jew own a vending machine that the goy will be buying from on Shabbos? Can a Jew own the vending machine that a Jew will be buying from on Shabbos? I'm not transacting with them at all. I'm not actively involved in the transaction, but the mice, there's transacting taking place. So I'm giving the goy money before Shabbos that she should go on Shabbos and buy from me. He said, no, it's no good because it's a din shlichus, minabonin. There's no shlichus by vending machine. So like Mishnah Berurah said before, Mishnah's chassidim is definitely not. That's not a question. Is it a problem? It make your adin. So if I recall correctly, Kibagir held it was a problem. His case over there was arranging with a goy that the paying the goy before Shabbos and saying that the sale should take effect. He's not, let's say, keeping track of the calendar. He says, he's on Monday. He says the sale takes effect 5 days from today. And all of a sudden he realizes that means he's saying the sale takes effect. We're transacting now, but the sale will take effect in the future. When? 5 days from now, when that Shabbos. So, so in that case, we could argue the mice. I'm not transacting with the goy at all. Everything was done before Shabbos, done on Monday. And it's automatic that it'll take effect on Shabbos. So automatic should be mutter. So Krager said, no, it's not. The mice said there's an act of kinyan taking place on Shabbos, which is problematic. So he held the vending machines. The person nowadays apply his case to the vending machines and say he would hold it's a problem. There are other person which disagreed and said it's mutter. But let's hold it here. Tomorrow night should be regular. And next week we will look into